Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. As always, we're so honored that you'd spend a few minutes with us each and every weekday. Our hope is that these few minutes would offer encouragement for the rest of your day. And if they do, if you don't mind, would you consider sharing today's message on social media? Tag somebody that you think needs to hear today's word, and we'd be super grateful as we try to help even more people. Well, today on the podcast, I'm super excited about the verse we're going to look at today because it's a verse that every time I read it, I sort of chuckle to myself. I sort of smile because it illustrates a problem that the disciples had, and I know I have, and maybe you have it as well. Here's the verse in Mark chapter 8. It says in verse 14, "But the disciples had forgotten to bring any food with them. They only had one loaf of bread with them in the boat." Now, think about why I think this is so important. It says they don't have any bread with them. Well, one of the reasons why this is funny is because they've literally just seen Jesus feed 4,000 people. And when Jesus fed those 4,000 people, there was no buffets, there was no drive-through lines, there was no mobile ordering, there was no DoorDash or Uber Eats or any of those services. When Jesus fed the 4,000, he fed them with just 7 loaves of bread. In other words, Jesus performed a miracle, and the disciples knew it. They were there. In fact, they were the ones that came up with the 7 loaves of bread. They're the ones that when Jesus multiplied the bread, they passed it out. They're the ones that even packed the leftovers. The Bible says that Jesus fed the 4,000 with 7 loaves, and they had 7 baskets full of leftovers. And now, just a little while later, they're in a boat, they're on their way to their next destination, and they start to panic. Why? Because they forgot to bring bread with them. Now, I don't know if you've been there, but I know that I've been there. I know I've been in a moment like that where no matter how many times I've seen Jesus show up in big ways or in small ways, in the current moment when there's an unmet need, I become so preoccupied with that unmet need that I get forgetful. In fact, here's what happens for a lot of people. For a lot of people, when they have an unmet need, for the disciples, it was bread. For you, it's probably something different. For me, it's something different. But what ends up happening when we have an unmet need is we start focusing on that unmet need. We begin to magnify that unmet need. And what ends up happening, if we're not careful, is all we see is the need. It becomes huge. It becomes dominant in our life. And as we're magnifying the need inside of our heads, inside of our hearts, we begin to minimize all the positive things going on around us. Now think about that. We maximize the problem and we minimize the positive. And so here's what happens for the disciples. The disciples, they start arguing about it. They get worked up about it. Jesus says, "What are you arguing about?" They are so preoccupied with that unmet need. Now, I don't know how you respond to that, but for me, when there's an unmet need in my life, I start thinking about it. I get fixated on it. I start losing sleep over it. I become more irritable because of it. Chances are you've seen something like that in your own life. Well, one of the questions that comes up for me is if Jesus was the one that fed the 4,000 with 7 loaves, if Jesus multiplied the 7 loaves and they had baskets full of leftovers, why doesn't Jesus meet their need right then in the boat? That's a good question. In our lives, when we have an unmet need and we know that God can meet that need in a moment, why doesn't he? Well, I think one of the reasons why he doesn't is because God uses those unmet needs to draw us closer to him. Because the lesson the disciples needed to learn and the lesson that you and I need to learn is it's not the bread that met their need, it was Jesus. And so today I want to encourage you. I don't know what's gotten your attention right now. I don't know what maybe you're focusing on, but chances are it's not the need that's going to meet your need. It's actually him. And I want to encourage you today to do what the disciples did. Bring that unmet need to him and allow him in his time, in his good providence, to meet that need in a powerful way in your life. And I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. As I'm recording this, this is Easter week, and so I want to encourage you to join us tonight for online Monday Thursday. This is an online Lord's Supper experience that starts at 7 p.m. Just swing by our website, live.sugarhill.church, live.sugarhill.church, starting at 7, and you can replay it afterwards. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.